Like I say, we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel already in the service. I thank God that I'm saved, on my way to heaven. And it ain't been a bad journey. You've had opportunity. I hope that you've done that the Lord have you to do tonight. Do appreciate the song service. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some out of the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation. Tenth chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. But now before I read this, I'm going to read a verse out of the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul's writing, he said, "This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established." 10th chapter. "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. He said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. That's all I'm going to read. I could probably read some more. Good bit in this chapter. Good bit on this chapter. And chapter four, chapter after, two or three chapters, two or three before, you get into a lot of different things, and I know that I've preached on this before. I thought, as Paul said there, he said, this is the third time that I come unto you. And he said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses shall what the word, in other words, it would be confirmed. It'd be true. You go into the 11th chapter and it talks about two witnesses in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. I'm not a theologian. I don't know everything. But there's a lot of things in the scripture that has always intrigued me. And this chapter is one of them. There's some things in this chapter that have been preached, and it had been preached on by men that was a lot more studied than I was. And I listened and I heard them preach. And I'm just going to try to give you what I got tonight. So you bear with us. Sometimes this is about like ABCs. I thought when I went in the first grade, we had ABCs and we had 1, 2, 3s. Got into second grade and lo and behold, that teacher wanted to teach about ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. Then you get into the third grade and there, here it comes again. We got to learn our ABCs and our 1, 2, 3. You know how you learn something? It's repetitive. Repeating over and over and over again. There's a lot of these songs that are sung that I made mention of this Wednesday night that we sang over and over and over again. We'll leave here tonight and we come back Wednesday night. It might be a repeat in the song service of just what we've had tonight. You never know. And the truth of it is, but you let a man get a hold of something that the Lord has showed him and preach it more than once, and we get to wondering what's wrong with him. But I'm going to say this, and there ain't a whole lot I can do about it. It's all I've got left. It'd been fine with me if some of these others just got up and went on, or you'd have come on and sung some more. It wouldn't have bothered me a bit in the world tonight, but this is something that honestly, I think is very important. And I think it's important because it's the Word of God. And brethren, the Word of God is true. It's been tried. It's been persecuted. It's been done just about anything in this world you can think of. But brethren, it still stands. And I know what I preached on this morning. I ain't going to get on that, I don't think. But I can't help it sometimes. The truth of it is, there's some things written and stamped and sealed. And brethren, me and you never will change them. Never will. We got a people a lot of times that looks there's more confusion over what they call the end time. The end time, when the end's coming. What's going to happen when the end comes? We've got a most confused state of people that I've ever seen. And you'll have to agree, there's so many opinions, my friend, that goes on about what's going to happen at the end of time. Now, I've heard this preached down through the years that Jesus is going to come and put one foot on land and one foot on sea and declare that time shall be no more. Now, that's been preached. It's been preached in my lifetime. It's been preached in your lifetime. And brethren, it's still preached today. It most certainly is. But I'm going to be honest with you. I read to you out of this scripture, my friend, what the book says. And it does say. It says the angel, my friend, shall put one foot on the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Did he not? It's what I read to you. Then it comes on down a few verses and it talks about he swore by him. In other words, that made all things. St. John, go back to St. John. They wouldn't anything made that wasn't made by him. Brethren, talking about the Word of God. Now it says here in this verse, it said all things therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein. He said that there should be time no longer. And it is a semicolon. I want you to realize that this book is not only correct, it's written correct. Its punctuality is correct. It's been challenged, my friend, by men and women alike across this world, and they can't find no mistake in her. Naturally speaking. Physically speaking, brethren, theologians and masters and all have talked about it from time to time, and every one of them will tell you that it's a correct, written piece of work. That's about all they'll tell you. The truth of it is, that's about all they know about it, is how it's written. The Bible says there's a, listen, that time should be no longer. No longer doesn't mean altogether that that's the end. The waiting period, my friend, was over. We had in our Sunday school this morning, my friend, about the significance, my friend, of the transfiguration of Elijah and Moses, my friend, and Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration. And brethren, I want you to know that there's all three present because there's all three involved. Yes, they was. And when it's all said and done, two of them left and one was left behind. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to say, my friend, their time was finished. Their time was complete. Their time was fulfilled. Brethren, that another time might be put in force. Woo! 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 Hallelujah! You get into the book of Revelation and you'll find that there are seven seals, there are seven trumpets, And there are seven vials or seven bowls. Yes, sir. Go and read it. And most of the folks of this world, my friend, has no clue what them seven's doing or going on. But I'm going to tell you, this that was written in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, my friend, was just exactly the same thing as we studied this morning. Brethren, that was going on was coming to an end. And brethren, the new day was arising. That's exactly what was happening. Woo! Glory! I can't help it, my friend. There's some things that are written, thank God, for our goodness tonight. The Bible says, my friend, why did he swear by him that liveth forever? He's the only one. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Was it not? Brethren, you're not going to change. I'm not going to change. Brethren, the Word of God, it shall stand because it's already, thank God, been witnessed. Yes, sir. Two or three witnesses. Jesus Christ on the mountain of transfiguration, there's two witnesses with him. You hear me? Two witnesses. You say, preacher, not so. The law and the prophets. Yes, sir. The law and the prophets. My friend, they had more to do with this thing than you realize. The new day could not have come, thank God, without the old having already been. That makes sense. Listen. Preacher, you on a kick? No, I'm not on a kick. I just want you to realize. Brethren, when he made mention that time should be no longer, semicolon, he was fixing to tell you what was coming. What was fixing to happen. Yes, sir. They have been waiting, the whole world groaned and waited until the time of reformation come. Do you know that? They had no way. I preach this. I love it. Thank God they had no way to get out of the grave. My friend, the grave held them captive. And death, my friend, held them in jeopardy all their lifetime. Yes, it did. They had no freedom. They had no way out. They had no peace. They had no everlasting peace. No, sir. No, sir. I know that people still praying for peace and world peace and all such as this, but I want you to know you get your heart right with God and you see if you don't find peace. Amen. Yes, sir. Peace. Not that the world give it, but what Jesus will give to you. Amen. Yes, sir. That's the only way it comes. Thank God I know I'm saved. I appreciate that. I'm saved. Glory. Saved. Born again. Going to heaven. Ain't you? That's where I'm going. There's a lot of things in the Word of God. There's people that shun the book of Revelation. I've said this many a time, and I get some of the wildest looks when I say it. But the truth of it is, it was a comforting book to the church. Yes, sir. A book of comfort. You say, preacher, I can't understand it. Well, listen. The Bible teaches us. Now, they were things that went on. You get into the times and what have you. These people that preach that these seven were seven times that's coming about in the world. That ain't what he's talking about. I'm just going to be honest with you. The seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven vials, my friend, they were consequently similar, and brethren, in their operation, and they all was talking about the same thing. And brethren, the sixth seal and the sixth trumpet and the sixth bowl was still going on until the seventh come about. Yes, sir. It was not complete, brethren, until you get into the Sabbath. Read it. Study it. Think about it. Ask God to open your mind. My friend, Sabbath is complete tonight. Yes, sir. Listen. I ain't lost my marbles. I ain't lost my mind. It is not talking about the end of time. Ouch under. Can I tell you something? You ain't gonna have it. Can I tell you something? There's them in the cemetery that their ends come. Yes, sir. For as this world, they'll know it no more. Never, ever. We're not going to replenish this earth. No, sir. God, he's not sending his son back down here to save this earth. No, he's not. He's already sent salvation. He's already saving, my friend, that is important unto him. Yes, sir. Listen. So we're in the sixth trumpet, 10th chapter. It's in the sixth trumpet. The sixth trumpet was sounding. Listen. And this was part of what it sounded, the 10th chapter. But when he said it shall be time no longer, that semicolon lets me know that next verse has everything to do with what he's already said. You hear me? It was not the end. He was fixing to show you what was coming, my friend, concerning the time they was waiting on. Time was in a waiting period. The Bible said, I can prove it to you, my friend, God said, in the fullness of time, God sent his son. In the fullness of time. Brethren, this world was waiting on a new and a glorious way, and it hadn't yet come. But it was coming. Yes, it was. It was coming. Now, this is what the writer continues to say. He says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. So the prophets had prophesied down through the ages, and they prophesied of these things coming. Did they not prophesy of a virgin that would have a son? Did not they say that his name shall be called Emmanuel, being interpreted, is God with us? That hadn't yet come in their day. They is waiting. They is waiting on that. That's some of the time that he's talking about here. Time shall be no longer. Yes, sir. He said, but in that seventh day, when that seventh trumpet shall sound, shall begin to sound. That's what he said. Shall begin to sound. Brethren, I know that God was God of heavens, and he is the God of earth, and I know he had control under that of the Old Testament and the old law, but you've heard enough preaching to know, my friend, that they did not have the Holy Ghost as we have it today. It come upon them. It did. And most of the time after it come upon them, it left them. It did not indwell. Broken. This world was broken by sin. Is that not right? Sin, my friend, separated between man and God. And all this time, God was making things that hopefully would put that fellowship back together. He done everything he could. You go into the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation, and you'll find that John, they found a book. There's a book. It's written within and without and on the backside. And it was sealed with seven seals. You go and read about the sixth seal. See what happened. There's a lot of folks thinks that's the end of the world. Now, I'm not going to get into that. But John wept, did he not? He wept because there's no man found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. That's in the fifth chapter. You go and read it. And you'll find out that the angel of God come down and he talked to John. And he said, John, weep not. It tells you and me, brethren, that the heavens was searched, the earth was searched, and beneath the earth was searched to find one able to loose the seals from off the book. And none was worthy. None. None of them that already died. None of them that was living. Nor any of them that was yet to come. Listen to me. The angels couldn't do it. You know why the angels couldn't bring satisfaction, peace, the Holy Ghost? Because they are created beings. They are ministering spirits. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But John, don't you weep. No man found worthy. He is weeping Don't weep. We found one. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Is that not what he told him? Said he's found worthy to loose the seals from off the book. Yes, sir. What did he say in this 10th chapter? He said, you go and take that little book from him. That not what he told him? And eat it. Eat it. Listen. Listen. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, listen, all that time down through the ages of time, Moses stood for the law, representation. He was an ambassador of the law. Elijah stood for the prophets. He was an ambassador of the prophets. You'll read in your book, my friend, you'll find that Moses died on Mount Nebo and God buried him. Man didn't bury him. God buried him. You'll find Elijah, my friend, wasn't buried. He left this world. Yes, sir. You don't think God recognized them men? You don't think, do you think it was just by accident that the disciples, Peter, James, and John, was on the mountain and here appeared Elijah and Moses? Peter said, I ain't going to rehearse this. It's a good thought, Bruce. Good subject this morning. And brethren, Peter said, it's good for us to be here. That's what he said. It's good for us. He saw something. Yes, he did. He saw something. He wanted to build three tabernacles. That's how good it was for him. Brethren, God didn't mean for there to be three tabernacles. They ain't but one way to glory. Ain't been but one way. Never will be but one way. No, sir. Preacher's all that in the 10th chapter. It's in there. It's in there, I promise you. Listen, that seventh angel, that seventh trumpet hadn't yet sounded. Brethren, we was in the sixth trumpet when all this was going on, leading up to the seventh. Brethren, the reason that law that Jesus told them, my friend, not only that, they heard the word out of heaven, this is my beloved Son, hear ye him. When it's all said and done, brethren, you've got the word of God. You don't have to worry about the law and the prophets. Amen. Preacher, we sure do. No, you don't. I promise you, the law and the prophets were until John. Since then, the kingdom of heaven is preached and men press into it. Amen. Yes, sir. Brethren, things changed. It was something, my friend, that God had done from before the foundation of the world. Preacher, you can't preach that. Jesus Christ was that sacrifice that was slain before the foundation of the world. Preacher, I don't understand all this. Truth of it is, you need to know that you're saved. But I want you to know, my friend, how you got there. Yeah. Think about it. There's things no longer was they going to be a priesthood. No longer was they going to be a natural temple. He told them, he said, you destroy this temple, 3 days I'll build her back. Folks, he built it back. But it was not a physical temple. Amen. And he rules and reigns in his temple in his kingdom. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. I'd like to, and it ain't going to be tonight, but I'd like to talk about the mystery of God. There's a lot in the scriptures concerning the mystery of God. Yes, sir. The most mysterious thing that I can find in the Bible, my friend, the most mysterious thing that I can find is that when Jesus, my friend, arose and sent back the Holy Spirit, that it might be salvation for mine and your soul. Man can't do that. Man couldn't do that. He said the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Brethren, he showed them prophets and they prophesied. Man wouldn't have it. Man ignored it. Yes, they did. Just about, I hate to say it, my friend, we've got probably more of the written word in our day. People got Bibles on every corner, but my friend, there's the most confused people that I've ever seen in my life. Why, preacher? Because they're not deciphering or rightly dividing the word of truth. It takes the Spirit, folks. In the 11th chapter, he talks about two witnesses. And he talks about, I'm going to read a few verses, I ain't going to read many. Whether you'll have it or not, there was three woes that come. Three woes. And it talks about these two witnesses being done away with. And it talks about them sitting in the streets. And it talks about even that of the world, if you'll have it, having a party because of the two witnesses had perished. Listen, they didn't think much about it. It says, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in a grave, put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. They did not like their prophecy. Didn't want it. Didn't want to have anything to do with it. Listen, after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Now listen, and they that heard, this is still in the sixth trumpet. This is the end or the climax of the sixth trumpet being sounded. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there an earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to God of heaven. The second woe is past. Listen. And behold, the third woe cometh quickly. Now in the climax of the sixth trumpet sounding, two woes have been given. You can read it. I ain't got time to get into all of it. I'd love to. The third woe, he said, cometh quickly. Now, what's the next verse say? And the seventh angel sounded. Did you hear that? And the seventh angel sounded. Folks, I want you to know that all that was prior to that ended. It ended. It was the end of an era. It was the end of a day. Believe it or not, them two witnesses that died in that street was the law and the prophets. Them witnesses, same two witnesses that was with Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration. And goes right back to the scripture that I quoted you about the law and the prophet being until John. It ceased. No more prophecy. Believe it or not, no more law. Preacher, you saying that the law was done away with? The Bible says that it was fulfilled. Christ fulfilled it. Yes, sir. Fulfilled it. We talked about it this morning. Thank God. Beautiful word for what went on. Fulfilled. Fulfilled. We don't see it that way sometimes. We get so tore up about some of all these other things that the scripture says going on. And the truth of it is, my friend, it was a climax of the end of a great long era. Yes, sir. The earth quaked, did it not? That's a changing of things, shaking of things. I'll tell you out of the New Testament what he said. He signified it, my friend. He said, no longer will he shake the earth. But he said, I'll shake heaven also. Is that not what he said? Talking about that they would be a shaking and a moving of them things which could not remain. Yes, sir. Them things that could no longer last, my friend. Grace, God's grace, salvation, God's salvation, my friend, don't stay in the same building with law and the prophets. They couldn't bring salvation. They couldn't. Didn't matter how good they was. He said they was good. He said the law was righteous. The law was holy. But the law could not bring redemption. You hear me? They died, folks. They died. It's what this book says. Laid in the street 3.5 days. Did not put them in the grave. The spirit of life came in them. Yes, sir. Brethren, that's what they're doing on the mountain of transfiguration. Just represented what God had already done, my friend. Who? Who? Listen. And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. The mystery of God was finished. You hear that? The 10th chapter said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. The mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. I didn't write this, folks. Who said the seventh angel sounded? He tells us in the seventh, in the 11th chapter. Does he not? 15th verse. And the seventh angel sounded. Folks, things changed. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. And what? And they shall reign for ever and ever. Did not Isaiah prophesy of his government and his increase, there shall be no end. Ninth chapter, book of Isaiah. Go and read it. Listen. Listen. If they would have believed the law and believed the prophets, they would have believed Jesus when he came. Yes, sir. A lot of them did. A lot of them didn't. I'm not here, you say, preacher. I'm going to be honest with you. The waiting was over. The waiting period, the time no longer was over. What do you mean is over, preacher? That world vanished. That world, my friend, was abolished, done away with. It even tells us that Jesus Christ himself taken the old handwritings and the ordinances and nailed them to the cross. Is that not what he says? He took them away. Why, preacher, why? They could not bring life. God never was satisfied. You can find it written in the New Testament where he said that he didn't even ask for sacrifice and offering. It never did satisfy him. All it done was retain for 1 year. Ain't that right? They had to bring a sacrifice every year. And there was always a remembrance of those sins. Brethren, that day is over. Ezekiel said it like this. He says, no longer shall the proverb be said that the fathers have eaten sour grapes and it set the children's teeth on edge. That day's over. Yes, sir. Over. Done away with. Complete. Fulfilled. And we're living in a new era and time. We are living, brethren, in the kingdom of God. Yes, sir. And he reigns and rules. Does he not? He has ever since that seventh angel sounded. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Them days is no longer. Them days, that waiting period, what they is waiting on, Steve, is gone. Satisfied. Satisfied. I love it, my friend. It satisfied God for his son to be slain. Yes, sir. And Jesus rose the third day. And he told his own disciples, he said, it's needful that I go away. He said, if I go not away, he said, the Father will not send the Comforter. That Comforter, my friend, is what makes the difference. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Makes the difference. It puts us in a new day. It puts us in a new era. It puts us in a new time. I want you to know something. That satisfied God also satisfies man. So God and man is satisfied today if you're a child of the King. If you've been born again. Yes, sir. There's satisfaction on both ends. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why? Because Jesus done the work. Did he not? You can't save yourself. You can't save yourself. You can't make one hair grow. Can't nobody else seem like. Listen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? You ain't got the means whereby to save yourself. Amen. One of our articles of faith. We believe in man's inability to recover himself from the fallen state of which he is in. Can't do it. It took something. That something come. That's what I'm telling you. You say, preacher, you're in the book of Revelation. That's how simple it is, folks. It ain't complicated. It's what Jesus has done for all humanity. He give his life. Yes, sir? He give his life. Now, I ain't finished. I'm just going to stop. It's good to be here. I hope you got something out of the message. I really mean that. Hope you understand a little bit about what was going on. In the days of John, there was tribulation. There was havoc of the church. Paul made havoc of the church. Havoc was still carrying on. Paul's writings. He wrote unto the Corinthians, and I don't know. There's not another church that he wrote to as he did the Corinthians, and there's not another church that he had problems out of like he did the Corinthians. But he said, this is the third time I'm coming to you. By the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Listen. This word of God don't need any props. Do you hear me? The truth of it is, it don't need mine and your help to stand. Because it will stand whether we believe it or not. There's a lot of folks, my friend, that don't believe it. And the truth of it is, it does not change the word. Does it? It don't change it. Get a verse of a song. We'll give you an opportunity. I don't know people's heart. You never know. I understand that preaching like this sometimes ain't real popular. But the truth of it is, it ain't going to hurt you to know it. It's in the book. Is it not? It's in there. I didn't put down there that in the seventh day, when that seventh trumpet shall begin to sound, the mystery of God. I didn't write that. But when he wrote and told you what the seventh trumpet sounded, it brought the kingdoms of this world under God and His Christ forever. Did it not? It brought salvation, folks. to mankind. That's what it brought. It brought something we did not have, but something we needed. If we is ever going to get back in fellowship with God, it took Jesus' life to do so, but it took His resurrection that we might be justified in the sight of God. Let us stand.